אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Hi, I'm Amit. Let's start with the main headlines in this week's Australian Jewish News. So, of course, last Thursday, the county court judge in Victoria, Mark Gamble, sentenced Malka Leifer to 15 years imprisonment for 18 sexual offences, including 6 counts of rape, with a non-parole period of 11.5 years. The sentence takes into account time already spent in custody. But the indictments related only to acts committed against Nicole Meyer's sisters, Dussie Ehrlich and Ellie Sapper, when the jury handed down their verdict. They'd found Leifer not guilty of a further 5 charges relating to Nicole Meyer. So Nicole Meyer, in an exclusive interview with the Australian Jewish News this week, reflected on all this and had mixed feelings about the sentencing. She said it was a crushing blow for the 3 sisters who have stood united through a protracted 12-year battle for justice that there was no guilty charges in relation to Meyer. She said, for me and my sisters, because of the verdict I received, it coloured our entire journey in a way that none of us ever expected. And the shock of it really changed the trajectory of our feelings of achievement and celebration. Reflecting on the 4 months that have since passed the findings and before the sentencing, Maya said it will take time for each of us, but Ellie and Dussie will now be able to close that door on this because they got justice. However, I didn't, and I can never close the door on it, ever. How do I move on without letting Leifer continue to be in my mind 24/7, she grappled. Despite the heartbreak of her own verdict, which was, she said, was physically almost knocked me out at the time, Nicole Meyer remained determined to show her strength to Leifer, who was present in the court during her sentencing. And Nicole said, I turned and stared at her nonstop. She knew I was looking at her, and she looked away, but I kept glaring. Her arrogance, even at the time of the verdict, was very obvious. There's no part of her, Nicole said, that looks like she understands the impact of what she did or feels bad about it. Furthermore, she said the sentencing of 15 years initially felt unbelievable, Nicole Meyer said. It felt like an absolutely massive win for survivors of abuse because it's a number you don't often hear. It felt like some form of validation. But by the following day, Nicole said the sisters' perspective shifted when they had time to understand the maximum penalty sentencing and accumulation on each charge. So Nicole said, when you consider the maximum for 1 count of rape is 25 years, and there were 6 charges of rape and 12 other indictments, yes, 15 years is good, and we appreciate it tremendously, but she added, it's definitely not good enough. The road to this outcome has been long, she said, and the toll on the sisters immeasurable. Meyer is also grateful, though, for the unwavering support of the broader Jewish community throughout, which she said is a founding support beneath us as we've gone along this path. And the messages we've received along the way have reassured us that even when it's tough, we were doing the right thing. She also said some of the messages even quietly came from members of the ultra-Orthodox community in Melbourne. So she said, it's given me a bit of hope that these conversations will start happening a little bit more and people won't be afraid to speak up. Pondering the path towards healing, Maya says it is about not allowing herself to be silenced or her experience invalidated. And so her crusade for justice continues. Maya has plans to get back into the courtroom with aspirations to study criminal law next year. She said, I'd also love to go to court with survivors as someone who's had lived experience and can be there as a support person. She said, I would literally do that every day because I know how traumatizing court is and how hard it is not to have support sometimes.
And that's the Malka Leifer case coming to an end with the 15 years imprisonment with the non-parole period of 11 and a half years. And you can read the full story on this week's edition. Let's move on to other stories. What else is making headlines this week, Shane?
Yeah, there was the Zionist Federation of Australia's plenary conference. It was held in Sydney this time. And part of it had a panel on anti-Semitism, which included Australasian Union of Jewish Students President Elise Foster, and also member for Wentworth Allegra Spender, and Executive Council of Australian Jewry President Gillian Segal. Foster said that Jewish high school students planning to attend university need to feel comfortable and have the tools to be able to explain that, hey, I'm Jewish, this is what my connection to Israel means. She said, I can't say I was shocked by any of the data that came out in the recent Orgies and Zionist Federation survey into anti-Semitism on campus, which found shocking details and examples of anti-Semitism. So she said, I can't say I was shocked, but it's what I hear weekly when we're talking about anti-Semitism on campus, when I'm talking to Jewish students about it. And the biggest thing which came out for me from the survey, she said, was that they're not reporting it to universities because universities don't understand what anti-Semitism is. And I'm hoping that the survey data can be used to continue those conversations with the universities to say, look, this is why they're not reporting it, and this is why the complaints process is not adequate. Spender and Segal both emphasized how important further education and awareness is to helping address the issue in the most practical way. In his opening statement, Zionist Federation of Australia President Jeremy Liebler noted the political controversies rocking Israel today and reinforced the need of the Australian Jewish community to come together to discuss the issues facing Israel and the community. Perhaps this year, he said, more than any other, it seems to me that we should maximise the time we have together to focus on, with clear eyes, the challenges the Jewish world is facing and on the opportunities available to us. Richard Marles, the Deputy Prime Minister, also attended and spoke at the plenary. He spoke on the condition of being off the record, but afterwards he told the Jewish News it was a pleasure to join members of the Australian Jewish community at the Zionist Federation of Australia's plenary conference and found it was an engaging conversation with a range of views shared, and he looks forward to continuing this positive engagement.
And you can read more about this story on this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, in a different story, tell us about the Stop Racism Now organization and the award it received.
Okay, so in Sydney, some very good news in New South Wales. The Stop Racism Now organization was recently awarded the New South Wales Premier's Multicultural Award for Community Campaign of the Year. In the wake of an alarming increase of over 60% in reported racist incidents since the onset of COVID, concerned individuals and community leaders came together to address the issue head on. And the question was, what could be done to combat this plague? This challenge was tackled by Moving Forward Together, which is a Sydney-based not-for-profit organisation operating under the umbrella of B'nai B'rith New South Wales. And they've got a track record of more than 15 years in designing effective programs aimed at fostering communal harmony. The winning program was a social media-based campaign that targeted 1.4 million primary and high school students and university students, with the objective of shifting them from bystanders to upstanders. And more than 40,000 students actively engaged in the program. So it proved that by communicating to young people in their language, using tools that are relevant for them, we can confront and call out racist behaviour when it occurs. The New South Wales Premier Chris Minns said the program shows us that things like these, well thought out and executed in a manner that gets action, will work. And the Moving Forward Together president, of course, is Ernie Friedlander, who's done so much work for so many years for this great cause.
Well done, and congratulations for this organization receiving that award. And from awards and recognitions to an emotional trip from one of our Holocaust survivors in our community to The Hague in the Netherlands.
Yes, so child Holocaust survivor Eddie Boas will make an emotional trip back to The Hague later this month to tell his story of survival. Boas was born in The Hague in the Netherlands in 1940 and was just 3 months old when the Nazis invaded. And at the age of three, he and his family His mother, Sarah, father, Philip, and older brother, Samuel, were rounded up and deported to Westerbork concentration camp. And from there, they were sent to Bergen-Belsen. But they miraculously survived as a family unit before migrating to Australia. Boas has been back to The Hague since, but he has never told his story to an audience there. He told the Jewish News, an invitation came from Rabbi Shmuel Katzman, the chief rabbi of The Hague. Boas has been critical of how the Dutch betrayed their Jewish neighbours during the Holocaust. And in his book, he has written about how more Jews per capita were murdered in Holland than from any other Western European country. Boas said he will speak to the audience in Dutch, though he admits he hasn't had a conversation in Dutch since his mother passed away in 2001. But before Boas travels to Holland, he will also be speaking in London at the Wiener Holocaust Library. There is a deeply emotional connection for him too in Britain. He said, we were saved by a British soldier when we were trying to make our way back to Holland. The same soldier then arranged for the Boas family to return by train, where they arrived 51 days after leaving Bergen-Belsen.
That's a nice story. That's Eddie Boas with his trip to Europe to share his Holocaust story, both in the Netherlands and England. Okay, let's move on to some sports and talk about AFL. Some great news about the rising star Harry Sheezel with the reward he received.
Ah, yes, this is very, very exciting. Jewish 18-year-old North Melbourne Kangaroo player Harry Sheezel's impressive debut AFL season was recognised in the highest possible way at the 2023 AFL Awards on August 30th when he won the AFL's Rising Star Award, earning 54 out of a maximum of 60 votes. And to top it off, the former Ajax Footy Club junior and King David School graduate also won the AFL Players Association Best First Year Player Award. Remarkably, Sheezel was tasked at the beginning of the season by Kangaroos head coach Alistair Clarkson to play in the unfamiliar position of half back rather than his usual half forward spot that he used to play in his junior days for Ajax. Taking hold of that new challenge with both hands, the draft number 3 pick averaged 27 disposals per game and made the most disposals, 622, by any player in AFL history who made in their debut year. In his speech in front of Coach Clarkson, his parents, and the who's who of the AFL, Sheezel thanked his family and especially his parents, Dean and Lana, for all they've done. He said, they're so passionate about football as well, which makes it even better because I kind of live it with them every day. On receiving the award, Sheezel said, I think I had that belief and confidence early in the year, and the award is kind of like a result of that. So every week I just tried to have the confidence that I belong at this level and try to play my best every week. So it was very special to get recognized.
Harry Sheezel, what a legend, and only 18 years old. What a star with a great future. Shane Zyatnik from the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and speak to you next week.
My pleasure. Thanks, Amit.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.